So we're on the Gemara Daf Lamed here on the base. A little bit of a complicated sugya, Medav Halkum Kop. Very important. We're trying to work out. The Gemara asked the Shaila. We're looking at the subject of how do we know that a person cannot be put to death in a Beis Din on Shabbos. And if you remember, the Gemara asked that surely we should have a Kal Vachomer that seems to prove the opposite. That's what we saw on Thursday. I hope those who were not with us are now updated. What was the Shaila? On the one hand, Avoido.
Did you say that you met you learned on Thursday?
Not on Thursday, I meant Wednesday, sorry.
Okay.
The Avoido is Doicha Shabbos. Avoido in the Beis HaMikdash. A Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avoido. So it would seem to be that Avodah Meis Mitzvah is at the top of the tree. I think I made a mistake. I think I said we're looking at why we don't put people to death on Beis Din on Shabbos. That's going to be the coming of the Gemara. The Gemara began, how do we know that we don't deal with a Meis Mitzvah? A Meis Mitzvah, surely we should bury him even on Shabbos. Why? Because we've created a whole hierarchy over here. Shabbos L'chaira is at the bottom of the ladder. Because Avodah is Doicha Shabbos, and Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Avodah. So obviously, Meis Mitzvah should be Doicha Shabbos. That was Gemara's Kasha. The Gemara turned around, and this is where we're up to. And the Gemara says, on the first word on the line, on the seventh line, he says, no. Omalei Ritzicha Teichiach. You see that your hierarchy is not necessarily accurate. You've put Avodah higher up the ladder than Shabbos, because Avodah is Doicha Shabbos. But actually, with regard to some things, Avodah is lower down the ladder on Shabbos, because Ritzicha, says the Gemara, is Doicha Eso Avodah. What does that mean? It's Doicha Eso Avodah. So we'll see in a second, it's a pasuk that we learn, Me'im Mizbechi Tikochenu Lamus. You even take somebody from the Mizbeach to put him to death. So you see that Ritzicha, putting somebody to death, overrides Avoida. But ve'enoi doicha es haShabbos, period. And yet it's not doicha Shabbos. As we've already explained, we're now going to discuss it at great length. But Ritzicha is not doicha Shabbos. One would not put somebody to death in a Beis Din on Shabbos. And yet Ritzicha is doicha Avoida. So you try to claim before that Avodah is higher up the ladder than Shabbos, but actually you see it's not always the case. Here, Avodah is lower than the ladder than Shabbos, because Ritzicha is Doicha Avodah, but it cannot be Doicha Shabbos. And the big question is, and this is what we're going to now look at, is why indeed? Why indeed is Ritzicha not Doicha Shabbos? Says the Gemara. Ritzicha gufa tidche es haShabbos mikal v'chomer. Let Ritzicha itself indeed be doicha the Shabbos based on the kal v'chomer. What would the kal v'chomer be? Ma avoida she doicha es haShabbos. We all know that avoida is doicha Shabbos. A carbon, for example, tomid that one brings every day, or a carbon musaf, is brought on Shabbos as well. So you see the Avodah overrides Shabbos. Ma Avodah she'doicha es haShabbos. So Avodah is higher up the ladder than Shabbos, and yet Ritzicha doicha oiso. Ritzicha is doicha the Avodah. How do you know it's doicha the Avodah? She'nemar me'im Mizbechi tikochenu lomus. You'd even take somebody from the Mizbeach to put him to death. So he's got a clash. On the one hand, he's got a chiyav avoida. On the other hand, Beis Din have to kill him. And the killing, the Ritzicha, overrides it. So once again, let's now draw up our little ladder. Avoida is doicha Shabbos, so avoida is clearly higher up the ladder than Shabbos. And Ritzicha is Doicha Avoidos. That's clearly higher up the ladder than Avoida as well. So what does my ladder look like? At the bottom, I have Shabbos. Higher up, Avoida. Higher up, Ritzicha. So if Ritzicha is Doicha Avoida and Avoida is Doicha Shabbos, 1 and 1 is 2. Surely Ritzicha should be Doicha Shabbos. We've always just taken for granted. And by the way, this is why we're learning this, Sugya, because this came in on Amud Aleph. Remember, we said that you cannot have a Din Torah on Friday because maybe it'll spill over to Shabbos and you can't kill him on Shabbos. And the big question is, why indeed not? You might well remember we saw a Tosfos on Amud Aleph that just explained to us why it's considered a Malacha. If it's Sreifa or it's a Tikkun because it's a Kapora, that may well be the case. It's a full-out Malacha. But so is doing Korbonos in the Beis HaMikdosh also a Malacha, and it overrides the Shabbos. And if Ritzicha overrides Avoida, then surely Ritzicha should override Shabbos. This is the big question. So Rabbi Yisai, this is the question that we're trying to deal with. We have to have the question absolutely clear in our mind. Again, Shabbos is on rung number one. Further up on rung number two is Avoida, because Avoida outweighs Shabbos. On rung number three, at the top of the ladder, is Ritzicha. Ritzicha outweighs Avoida. As we just said, we drag a Kohen away from the Mizbeach to put him to death. So if Ritzicha outweighs Avoida, and Avoida outweighs Shabbos, then surely Ritzicha should outweigh Shabbos. Why indeed do we not put somebody to death in Beis Din on Shabbos? Says the Gemara. Again, let's see it once more. Ritzicha gufa titcha es haShabbos mikal v'chayma. Ritzicha should be doicha Shabbos based on a kal v'chayma. Ma avoida she doicha es haShabbos. Avoida is doicha Shabbos, and nonetheless Ritzicha doicha oisa. Ritzicha is doicha it she nemar me'im mizbechi tikochen ulamos. So Shabbos, shenitchis b'pnei avoida. If Shabbos is on the lowest rung on the ladder, it gets pushed aside in favor of avoida. Einoi din, doesn't logic dictate, shetehei ritzicha doicha oisa? If Shabbos is pushed away in light of rung number two, certainly it should be pushed away in light of rung number three. What is that rung number three at the top of the ladder? Ritzicha. So why does Ritzicha not push aside Shabbos, says the Gemara? Omar Rav. Here comes the answer, and it's a lengthy answer. Rabbeisai Midaf Halton Kop. Omar Rav. Kvar Poska Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel has already taught us that Ritzicha does not push aside Shabbos. Question is, why not? If we have a kal v'chayma, we said in davening this morning, Rabbi Shmuel said, this very Rabbi Shmuel who the Gemara is quoting, b'shloish esrei midoi satayra nidreshes bohen. What was the first one? Kal v'chayma. Followed by gzeira shava, etc., etc. So kal v'chayma is one of the 13 attributes through which we decode the Torah. And if there's a kal v'chayma, you can't ignore it. The only way that you can, as it were, outweigh a kal v'chayma is either to disprove it logically, alternatively to say, no, you're right, it's a good kal v'chayma, but I have a posuk that clearly teaches me otherwise. Those are the only two ways that you can dispel a kal v'chayma, either to undermine it logically or to say, no, that logically it makes sense, but what should I do? The Torah clearly states that the din is not correct after all. And that is what we're going to now see. So again, I hope everybody is 100% crystal clear. We have a kal v'chayma, which seems to be very sound in logic. Avoida is doicha Shabbos. Ritzicha is doicha avoida. So surely Ritzicha should be doicha Shabbos, answers the Gemara. But Rabbi Yishmael taught us otherwise. Okay, that's all fine and well. Why indeed? So now the Gemara is going to teach it to us. Says the Gemara, the Tana. We have a Braisa, Tana, de Bei, Rabbi Yishmael. This was taught to us in the yeshiva of Rabbi Shmuel. And it says in the Torah, Loi sevaru eish b'chol moishvei secher. Now, let's just press pause for a brief moment. We all know that on Shabbos there are 39 melachas. We also know that those melachas are not spelled out in the Torah anywhere. It doesn't say anywhere in the Torah you must not cook or write or build on Shabbos. It doesn't say that. What does it say? It says, Lo sa'asa kol melacha. Don't do any melacha. So how do we know there are 39 melachas? As we well know, we learn them from the Mishkan. There is, however, out of all 39 melachas, there is one melacha mentioned. That is a pasuk in Parshas Vayakel, and it says, Loi sevaru eish b'chol moishvei seichem. You may not ignite a fire in all of your residences on Shabbos. And the question is, why is that the only lav to be mentioned? It doesn't say loi sevashel, or loi tichtoiv, or loi sivne, but it does say loi sevaru. So there is a machlokes. One opinion says that the reason why the melacha of havara, loi sevaru, igniting a fire, is mentioned separately is because apparently the Torah is teaching us that it's got to be treated differently. If somebody is machal al Shabbos, what happens to him? What's the punishment? Skila and koris. So some suggest, as we're about to see in the Gemara, that havara, based on the fact that it's mentioned separately as a lav, loy sevaru eish, it's treated less severely. It's only, quote unquote, considered to be a lav, which means that there's no koris and there's no skila. It is merely a lav. A regular lav in the Torah, what's the punishment? Malchus. If it says, do not eat nevela, if somebody eats nevela, he gets malchus. You only get a more strict punishment if the Torah spells out the stricter punishment. So one opinion says that if havara is singled out, it's treated differently. It's considered only a lav, there's no koris and skila. There's another opinion that says no. The reason why havara is mentioned separately is just as an example of one of the 39 lavim. Why does it need to be mentioned at all? Because otherwise, maybe I would have thought, if it says in the Torah, don't do melacha on Shabbos, maybe if you would do all 39 melachas, person forgot it was Shabbos. So he cooks, and he writes, and he builds, and he bakes, and he draws, etc., etc. How many melachas is he considered to have been over? Maybe it's only one issa. Which issa has he done? He's just done chilul Shabbos in many different ways. It's true, but it's not different issurim. So one opinion says, when the Torah singled out one of the melachas, happened to be havara, but there's nothing exclusive about that. What the Torah is teaching is that every lav, every melacha, is considered independent. So if a person on Shabbos would forget it Shabbos and he would cook and also build a house, he would be chayev twice. With that introduction, now let's see the Gemara. Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel, loy sevaru eish. The Torah says, do not ignite a fire. Ma Talmud loyma, question mark. What does that come to teach us? Says the Gemara, that's a very strange question. Ma Talmud loyma? What does it teach us? We all know. Ila Rabbi Yossi, if you follow Rabbi Yossi's opinion, it's lalav yotzis. It's coming to teach us that it's not chayev koris and skila. It's just a lav. And ila Rabbi Nosson, it's lachalik yotzis, to divide up the lavim and to say that each one is treated independently, as we've learned in a brisa kedatanya, havara lalav yotzis divrei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Nosson ema lachalik yotzis. So what did Rabbi Shmuel mean when he said, what does this pasuk teach us? We all know exactly what the pasuk teaches us. This is an age-old question. Everybody discusses why is havara mentioned, and we know it's either to teach us that it's merely a lav, Or it's there to teach us, l'chalek, that each lav is considered independent. So why is Rabbi Shmuel asking, what does this teach us? Have a look at Rashi. Ma Talmud Loima. Do you have the Rashi? Ma Talmud Loima. What is this teaching us? Kosal Kadatoch, which is obviously a giveaway that the Gemara is going to be Chayza. Kosal Kadatoch, we initially think that the Gemara's question is the Havora comma. That we are referring to Havora. And we're asking, why is it mentioned? Ma Talmud Loima, surely Hoksiv Leisasekol Malacha. The Gemara initially thought, initially understood, or misunderstood, that when the Gemara asks, what is this teaching us? It means, what is the Pasuk of Havara teaching us? And that's why the Gemara is responding, come on, you surely know. Uparachinon, ma tamud leima, il rabbi yasi lalav, lalav yatsis, it goes out to teach me it's a lav. Michlal shar hamalachas, it's extricated, it's treated differently to all other malachas. Loi malacha, in order to teach you, she'ein ba kares v'skila. There is no kares and skila, ela lav ba'alma. It is merely, quote unquote, a lav. We all know that. Famous opinion. According to Rabbi Yossi, the reason why the Torah mentions havara is to treat it independently. That's one opinion. Second opinion is lechalik yotzis min haklal lelamed al haklal kuloi. It teaches us about the klal. It teaches us about all the 39 melachas yotza. Sheloi toima, do not say that asan lechala melachas behelam achas. If you do all of the melachas in one forgetting, a person forgot it was Shabbos and he did melacha after melacha after melacha. So I would have thought, maybe he's only chayev one korban, because at the end of the day, there's only one avera called chilul Shabbos. There might be different ways of doing it, but it's one avera. Lekach yotzes zu. That's why this particular one left the fold and is mentioned individually. Lahakish eleho es kol haklal. To compare to it, the whole klal. Veloy malachon, to tell you, ma zu miyuchedes. Just like this one is independent, shehi av malacha v'chayovin olea b'fnei atzmo, and is clearly yochayv on it independently, shehari hizir olea la b'fnei atzmo, because it has its own independent lav. So too, that now shows us that the same is true with regard to all of the malachas. Af kol shehi av malacha chayovin olea b'fnei atzmo. If a person does numerous av malachas, chas v'shalom, the person cooks and then writes and then builds a house, we don't say that, well, that's just one avera of chilul Shabbos. No, it's considered to be independent, three averas. So either way, it's true, it might be a machlekas, but either way, it's a rather strange thing to ask, why does the Torah write loisavaru eish? It's a very strange question to ask. Why is that strange? Because we all know the answer. Of course, Lo Sevaru Eish is written because this is the classic machloikas in Rabbi Yossi and Reb Nosson, whether it's the lechalik or lelav. So what did Rabbi Shmuel mean to ask? Says the Gemara, back into the Gemara, you misunderstood the Gemara. You misunderstood the question, and this is what Rashi meant, sal kadatach. It's only a havamina. We thought that the Gemara's question is, why is Lo Sevaru written at all? No, that's not what it means. Says the Gemara, Ela Omarova, our favorite word, Ela, backtracking. Do you know what the Gemara means to ask? Ela Omarova, Tana, this Brisa Moishavois, Kashiele. You misunderstood. Do you know what was bothering him? It wasn't the beginning words of the Pasuk. It was the end of the Pasuk. What does it say? Loi savaru eish. Do not ignite a fire. That bit we understand. That was never the question. But how does the Pasuk continue? It says, Loi savaru eish. Bechol moish veisechem, wherever you live. That's what bothered him. Why does the Torah have to add those words? Loisavaru eish v'chol moish v'seichem. That's what's bothering us. Why do you have to add the words b'chol moshvei seichem? Why? Why is that problematic? So Gemara explains. Moshavos ma Talmud loyma. What is that word moshavos? In other words, moshvei seichem, coming to teach us. Now we need to know, Rabbi Isai, a very important principle. Whenever the Torah writes moshavos as a general rule, we'll see if there's exceptions. B'chol moshvei seichem means wherever you may live, meaning either Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz. That's the normal translation of B'chol moshvei seichem. Does that make sense over here? Loi sevaru esh, do not ignite a fire wherever you live, whether you live in Alabama or Netanya. Well, there's a problem with that interpretation. You know what the problem is? We well know, Rabbi Isai, that there are two types of mitzvahs. There are mitzvahs which are what we call mitzvahs hatluyos ba'aretz. What does it mean, tluyos ba'aretz? They are land related, truma, shmita, arla, etc., etc. All of those mitzvahs are only practiced in Eretz Yisrael. There is another type of mitzvah which is not tolu ba'aretz. It's nothing to do with the land. The fact you have to have a mezuzah, the fact you have to do tzedakah, the fact you have to do kibud av has nothing to do with the land. Those mitzvahs, obviously, if they're not land related, they're not limited to Eretz Yisrael. Shabbos is not land related, nothing to do with the land. One of the melachas happens to be don't work the land, but it's nothing to do with the land. And if that's the case, it's obvious, therefore, that where does the mitzvah of Shabbos apply? Obviously, everywhere. There's no reason in the world why it should be limited to Eretz Yisrael. That, therefore, is Rabbi Shmuel's question. Because Shabbos is not a mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz, rather it's what we call it's a mitzvah shebaguf. What does shebaguf mean? It's something related to your body, something that you have to do or avoid. It's nothing to do with the land. And if that's the case, it's overwhelmingly obvious that where does it apply? Everywhere. There is no reason in the world to distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. That was Rabbi Shmuel's question. If that's the case, why does the Torah see it necessary to write, don't light a fire, b'chol moshvei seichem, wherever you live, whether in Eretz Yisrael or Chutz La'aretz? That's obvious. Why in the world would I have thought it's Eretz Yisrael only? Look at the Gemara. Says the Gemara, moshavois kashyalei. Moshavois ma Talmud loyma. You misunderstood. You thought that Rabbi Shmuel was bothered by the words lo sevaru esh. That's not what he was querying. We all know why lo sevaru esh is written, either lechalek or lelav, whatever it may be. No, he was bothered by the end of the pasuk, which is moshavos. Ma Talmud loyma. What's it coming to teach us? And the Gemara explains the question. Mechti, surely. Shabbos chayvas hagufi. What does that mean, chayvas haguf? It's a chiv of the body, nothing to do with the chiv of the land. It's not something you do to the land. It's not land related. The chayvas haguf noyheges is practiced bein ba'aretz, bein b'chutz la'aretz. And if that's the case, moishavos, quote unquote, the cause of Rachmana, Lomali, question mark. That's the Gemara's question. Not why does it write Lo Sevaru Esh? It's why does it write Lo Sevaru Esh B'chol Moshvei Seichem? Look at Rashi. Moshavois Kokashilei. That's what was difficult to him. Kokashilei Letana V'Allah. It was about it. It was the word moishavois that ka'omra, that's what he meant when he said ma'al Talmud loyma. And Rashi now explains. Kol heicha, wherever diksiv, wherever it is written moishvois seichem, What is that coming to teach me? Bol lamed, it's coming to teach me. Bekol mokoim sha'atem yoshvim. Wherever you happen to reside, ulahovi, to include chutz la'aretz. Why would I need to be taught that in the case of Shabbos? Says Rashi, choivas hagufi. It's a choiva hamuteles ala odom. It's an obligation which is mandatory on the person. Ve'enu muteles ala karka. It's nothing to do with the land. Kegoin mitzvah shvius. The loyal peiro is karka. Neither is it relevant to the fruits of the land. Kegoin orlo. The kilayim. The trumois. Or maestros. Those types of mitzvahs are land or fruits from the land related. The Tanan, we have a Mishnah in the first parak of Kiddushin. Kol mitzvah hatluya ba'aretz. Any mitzvah which is land related, klima ala karka, upeiresov, eina noihages ela ba'aretz, is only practiced in Eretz Yisrael. The kol she'eina tluya ba'karka. But if it's not land related, bein ba'aretz. Bein b'chutz la'aretz. But Yalef, Mavodah Zarah, we learn from Mavodah Zarah, have a look there. And if that's the case, Shabbos is not a land-related mitzvah. The fact that I cannot cook or bake or write or draw or build or do boirer or zoirer, whatever it may be, is nothing to do with land-related. So it's the most obvious thing in the world that the mitzvah applies where? Everywhere. Not just in Eretz Yisrael, but in Chutz La'aretz as well. And therefore, why does the Torah need to write B'chol Moshvei Seichem? We're not querying why it writes Lo Sevaru Eish. That's obvious. But why does it write Lo Sevaru Eish B'chol Moshvei Seichem? We have an extra word in the Pasuk teaching me something, and we don't know what. This was Rabbi Shmuel's Shaila. Says the Gemara, I'll tell you. Mishum Rabbi Shmuel Omar Talmud Echot. So a Talmud said in the name of Rabbi Shmuel, I'll tell you what it's here to teach you. Lafisha Nema. Because it is written in the Torah, Ki yeh be'ish chet mishpat moves. If a man will have a death sentence, v'humas, and he must be killed. So we have a pasuk. This is the pasuk of what we call ritzicha, the mitzvah to kill somebody if indeed he's convicted guilty in a death case. And it says vahumas, and he must be killed. Now, what does it mean he must be killed? It doesn't say when. There's no limitation in the pasuk. So shemeya ani, I would understand basically based on logic for the moment, bein b'chayil, bein b'shabbos. That I would be allowed to kill him, whether on weekday or on Shabbos, even though it's true, killing somebody, as we mentioned on Amud Aleph, is a malacha. But if the Torah says kill him, so it's kill him. No stipulation, no limitation, any day of the week. Now it's true, says the Gemara. So how would I learn the pasuk? Doesn't the Torah write that if anybody transgresses, anybody violates the Shabbos, they get killed? Well, obviously, that's not referring to this malacha. That must be Mesha'ar malachos chutz mimisal bezdin. Obviously, when the Torah says there's a death sentence that will apply to anybody who does malacha, well, apparently that does not apply, surely, to putting somebody to death in a bezdin. Then I've got a pasuk v'humas. Oy, einoy, or perhaps not. How do you know that's conclusive? Maybe Elo Afilo Misas Bezdin. Maybe even if you kill somebody, not just out of malicious intent, but even if it's in Bezdin, maybe then also you're put to death because that's considered a Chilul Shabbos. And what did it mean, Vahumas? Umani Mekayim Vahumas. Maybe it means Bechoil Avaloi B'Shabbos. So I don't know. We've got a stira between two psukim. One posuk says you put somebody to death. Another posuk says if you do a malacha, you mechal al Shabbos and you chayev misa. So does it mean that you're put to death? Any death sentence can be carried out even on Shabbos, and that's not subject to the mechal aleho mois yumos posuk? Or maybe mechal aleho mois yumos does include that, and vuhumas, put to death, means only on a weekday. I don't know. Oy, ey, no, yalafi, maybe it is on Shabbos. We don't know. Talmud Loima. Now Rabbeisai says Rabbi Shmuel, here comes the extra word b'chol moish v'yseichem. Talmud Loima loy sevaru eish b'chol moish v'yseichem. Remember, it was the b'chol moish v'yseichem words that were extra in the pasuk. What's it teaching to me? Ulahalon hu oimer. We have another pasuk elsewhere that says, "V'hoyu eile lochem luchukas mishpat ledoiroi seichem bechol moishvoi seichem." Ma moishovois ha'omur lahalom bezdin. Just like elsewhere, the word moishovois is apparently translated to mean as bezdin. Af moishovois ha'omur kan. It means bezdin. There's a new reading of the Pasuk, Rabbeisai. Loi sevaru eish b'chol moish v'yseichem means loi sevaru eish b'chol bezdin. V'omar achmona, and the Torah clearly says loi sevaru eish b'chol moish v'yseichem. So Rabbeisai, the picture is now complete. We had an extra word in the pasuk, not the loisavaru eish pasuk. That was a mistake. That was never extra. We thought the word moish v'seichem is extra. I surely don't need a pasuk to teach me that the mitzvah of Shabbos is practiced in every country. It's obvious. The answer is you're right. It's coming to teach me a completely different halacha. Moish v'seichem can on occasion be translated as bezdin. So do you know how you have to read the pasuk? Do not ignite a fire in Bezdin on Shabbos. Which fire? Why would Bezdin want to ignite a fire? Ah, you mean putting somebody to death? On occasion, we have to burn him. So we began the sugya half an hour ago. We had a kal v'chomer. He says, if avoida is doicha Shabbos and ratzicha is doicha avoida, then surely ratzicha should be doicha Shabbos. That's a very sound kal v'chomer. And remember, we said that there's only two ways that we can argue with that. Either to undermine it logically, or to say it's a wonderful kal v'chomer. But we have a mufurish apostle that tells us otherwise. We have gone for option number two. The Gemara did not in any way undermine the logic. The kal v'chomer is a sound logic. Based on pure logic, if avoida is deicha Shabbos and ratzicha is deicha avoida, then obviously Ritzicha is Deicha Shabbos. Logically, it's unchallengeable, but we have a Pasuk. Which Pasuk? Which Pasuk says clearly in the Torah, do not put somebody to death on Shabbos? Lo sevaru eish b'chol moish v'yseichem. The normal translation of b'chol moish v'yseichem is in all countries, but that cannot be the translation over here, as we explained before, because Shabbos is not a choivas Hakarka, it's not a chivas ha'oretz, it's a chivas ha'guf. So it's obvious that it applies in every country. So what is the word b'chol moish v'yseichem teaching me? It's telling you to teach me, do not light a fire in any bezdin on Shabbos. Which fire is it talking about? The fire of Misas Bezdin. Yes, Rabbi Larry.
Maybe Sreifa is also, maybe Skila, Herek, Vechenek is Munter.
Okay, good try. Good try. Look at Rashi on the first wide line. V'omar achmol aloi sevaru afilu l'sreifas misas bezdin. Even for the Sreifa. What does it mean, even for Sreifa? Maybe it means even for Sreifa and so to all other punishments. You're asking, how do I know? Maybe the Torah is just limiting for whatever reason. Do not carry out the burning death penalty on Shabbos. Maybe other death penalties, whether it's strangulation or killing by sword or stoning, maybe that would apply. That's a good question. Either way, it turns out that we have never actually undermined the kal v'chomer. We'll see, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow. Maybe there's going to be a continuation to this. But the kal v'chomer might well be sound, but it's irrelevant. Why is it irrelevant? Because we have a pasuk in the Torah that clearly tells me we do not put somebody to death on Shabbos. Which pasuk? Moish v'yseichem. The normal translation of Moish v'yseichem, which means in all countries, cannot be the translation here for reasons we discussed. Here, the translation of Moshe Vaseichem is Bezdin. Do not light a fire in any Bezdin on Shabbos. Which fire? The fire of Misas Bezdin. That's the Gzeres HaKosov. We'll see. Emet Hashem, Abaya is going to disagree. This was Rava. Abaya is going to be in the Hemshech of the Gemara. Bez Hashem tomorrow.